In our previous shiur, we discussed the mitzvah of making a bracha of Shachiyanu. And certainly, we recognize the importance of the bracha of Shachiyanu. As the Chavastas and the Agodash al Pesach, Maisa Nisim, explains the bracha of Shachiyanu. And he says that the words of Shachiyanu, each word in that bracha carries with it so much meaning. Shachiyanu comes to the intention is to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us life, physical life. V'kimanu is that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us a ruchnistiga dimension, a spiritual dimension to our lives. We're learning Torah and doing mitzvahs. And Higiyanu represents that after we've been given the wherewithal to be able to fulfill mitzvahs, both with the Gashmius and Ruchnius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, we now have come to the time where we can actually fulfill this important mitzvah of Shachiyanu. And as we discussed already in our previous year, how Chazal took the obligation to say the Shachiyanu as such a serious obligation. There's a Yerushalmi, which is quoted at the end of Masechta Kedushin, and actually the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Reish Chaf Hei, Sif Kutin Yotes, quotes that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Rav Chizki Rav Koyim B'Shem Rav, Osa Adam Litin Din V'Cheshbin, a person is going to have to give Din V'Cheshbin, Akol Shirasa Einai V'Layachal, and anything that he saw that he didn't eat. And the Yerushalmi continues, Rav Elazar Chosh L'Hadosh Shmatza, Rav Elazar was so concerned to fulfill this halacha, V'Metzamtzim Priti, he would save his money, L'Meichel behind the Kamila Chod B'Shata, to eat something new every year, in order that he should be able to make a bracha of Shachiyanu. And in fact, the Minchas Elazar, in his Sefer Divrei Torah, says that it's a skula for Arichas Yamim. If somebody wants to have long life, one of the ways to have long life is by eating and making the bracha of Shachiyanu. And in fact, I saw that the Meshech Chochma says that when it says in the Pasuk, in Parshas Bereishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Adam, and he says to him, V'yitzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam, Lamor, Mikol Eitz Hagan, Ochel Ta'eichel, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a commandment that we should eat and partake and make Shachiyanu from all new fruits. And furthermore, the Yatat Shemayni says, the Pasuk says, Kisotzer our ear, when you besiege a city, you have to be careful not to tear down any fruit trees. Says the Yalkut Shmoini, because there's an obligation that a person should eat from all fruits. And I saw that many Paiskim and many Mefarshim explain that the reason for all of these bracha, for all of these to eat, is in order to be able to make the bracha, and particularly the bracha of Shachiyanu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, they explain, in order that we should recognize that He created the world, and that He created the world with us to thank Him and recognize His greatness and all the fruits that He created for us. But the Mefarshim discuss that, the Paiskim discuss, that actually in Halacha we find that there are three brachas of Shachiyonu. Three places that we find that there is an obligation to make a Shachiyonu. One is, as very clear in our Gemara, on Yom Tovim, on mitzvahs, whenever New Yontif comes, whenever we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah that we don't do on a regular basis, certainly a Shachiyonu must be recited. As is also discussed in our Gemara, on fruits and vegetables that come on, that renew on an annual, semi-annual basis, and then when one gets new clothing, a new home. It's interesting that the Paiskim all say that certainly the first category of Shachiyonu that we discussed, the Shachiyonu that's recited on a brach, on a yontif, the Shachiyonu that's recited on a mitzvah, everybody agrees is a chayva, that it's a full-fledged obligation, and one must make that bracha. As the Gemara, we learned, is very clear in saying that certainly the bracha of Shachiyonu by the Sholosh Regolim is a full-fledged chayva. The question that comes up, that's discussed by the Paiskim, are the other two categories of Shachiyonu. The Shachiyonu on a new fruit, and the Shachiyonu on new clothing. Where we discover in the Paiskim a discussion which of these Shachiyonus is actually more of an obligation. Is the Shachiyonu on clothing a more of an obligation, or is on the Shachiyonu on fruit more of an obligation? And in order to understand this question, it really speaks to the heart of the matter, which we have actually been discussing, which we already discussed in our previous year as well. What is the obligation of making the Shachiyonu? Is the obligation of a Shachiyonu related to the Simcha, or is the obligation of Shachiyonu related to the fact that it's something that comes on a, renews itself on an annual or semi-annual basis? If we learn, and that is the opinion of Rav Shri Ragoin, and that's why Rav Shri Ragoin, quoted by Yosef, says that he did not make a Shachiyonu on new clothing, because the new clothing is not specific to a specific Zman. It happens whenever it happens. And therefore, if Shri Ragoin didn't make a Shachiyonu on new clothing, or is the obligation of Shachiyonu related to Simcha? But then by fruit, then the obligation of Shachiyonu would be much a greater fruit obligation. Furthermore, what is the obligation of Shachiyonu? So now we have a fundamental question. What is the driving reason for a Shachiyonu? Is the driving reason for Shachiyonu the fruit, the fact that it comes on an, it renews itself, and therefore the obligation of Shachiyonu by new fruits and vegetables would be much better understood than the obligation by new clothing? Or is the obligation an obligation on Simcha, and Simcha may be actually more related to new clothing, especially a new expensive new clothing or a new home, versus fruit, which may not represent such a great simcha. In fact, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Chaf Gimel, which discusses the halacha of somebody who has a child, or somebody builds a new home, somebody buys new clothing, is there or isn't there an obligation to make a Shachiyonu? The Ramah in Sif Aleph of that halacha says, V'yesh shekasvu shenagu lahakel, there are those that are makel on this bracha, the bracha zu she'en chayve el rishus, u'misen nishpasit sh'rabim mekilim be'el brachas. The Shulchan Aruch himself says, that the Rama himself says that there are many that are lenient in this bracha, and it's clear that the reason the Rama takes this lenient approach on this bracha is because it's a bracha that is not, it's not something that comes mizman lizman, and therefore he didn't make a shachiyon. So now we have a very fundamental discussion. One is the, as we just said, what is the obligation for shachiyonim? And actually, if we really think about it, our Gemara may be actually, that may be the basis of our Gemara. Clearly, if we follow the machlokes that we quoted in our previous year, the machlokes of Rashi and Tosfos, that when do you make the bracha on the new vegetable? Do you make the bracha on the new vegetable when you see it, as Rashi said? Or do you make the bracha on the new vegetable when you eat it, as Tosfos said? It's very possible that that's the machlokes. According to Rashi, the bracha is recited because it represents something new that happened. If it represents something new that happened, that's why we make the bracha shachiyonu on just the riyah. Because when we see something new happening, we could say shachiyonu takarish baruch hu for this new development. We don't have to actually eat it. If, however, the shachiyonu is connected to the simcha, of course, we only recognize when we actually eat the new fruit, which is Tosfos' approach. And in fact, that may be the question of the Gemara, where the Gemara began with a question, do we make a shachiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? And the question could perhaps be, if the bracha of shachiyonu is connected to simcha, so it's difficult to call the days of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time of simcha, when we stand and did. However, if we say that the bracha of shachiyonu is because something new happened, there's a new occasion in the year, so certainly Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur do represent such occasions. So actually, this question of what is the bracha of shachiyonu really is connected to every element, is really connected to these elements of the Thai sugyas connected to this question. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we find the following. We find that the Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Reish Chav Hei Sif Gimel says, Haroi Pri Chadosh Mischadish Mishana Lashana. So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch very much follows the approach that we've been taking. Let's read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is here following the opinion that Rashi quoted, that the Shachiyonu is recited Haroya when we see the new fruit. And it's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch immediately, when it speaks about the Pri Chadosh, Haroya Pri Chadosh, points out because it's Mischadish Lashana Lashana. Because if you say that the obligation of the Shachiyonu is because something renewed itself, so then the obligation has nothing to do specifically with the simcha that we feel. And since it has nothing specifically to do with the simcha that we feel, that's why we make a Shachiyonu as soon as Haroya, when we see the new fruit. And therefore, continues the Shulchan Aruch, Vafilu Royeyu Biyat Chaveroi Oyala Ilan, if you see it with your friend, or it's on the tree, you still can make the bracha shachiyonu. Why? Because you're making the bracha shachiyonu on the renewal. So what's the difference if it's yours, and what's the difference if it's your friend's? If the world renewed itself with these new fruits, with these new vegetables, you make the shachiyonu. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, v'nagu shloi levarach at shasa achila. The minhag, however, is that we don't make the shachiyonu until we actually eat the fruit. Why? Very gishmak. Because as we're learning, there are two types of, there are two reasons for the bracha shachiyonu. One is for the renewal, and one is for the simcha. So yes, the renewal, we can make the bracha as soon as there's a riyah, but why should, but maybe that's not the reason. Maybe the reason is for achila. Maybe it's for the simcha. So how do we have the ability to fulfill both obligations of the Birchas Shehecheyanu? Don't make the Shehecheyanu until you actually eat. If you don't make the Shehecheyanu until you actually eat, then you've accomplished everything. You have the simcha of the eating, and you also have the bracha on the hischatzus, on the renewal of the world. And as the Aruch HaShulchan goes on to explain, that, first of all, if you're making a bracha on the riya, you have to be sure that the fruit is indeed completely ripe. And we can never really know what the halacha means when a fruit is completely ripe. But when you eat it, so as soon as you eat it, you feel that simcha, and you're probably not going to eat it until it's ripe anyway. And therefore, that's one reason not to make the bracha until you eat. And furthermore, going back to the verse that we've quoted from the Chasam Sofer, that the Shehecheyanu is so very much connected to an emotion, to the emotion of simcha, to the emotion of Hakaras HaToiv, certainly that emotion is much more felt when somebody, that emotion is much more felt when somebody eats the fruit versus when somebody only is seeing the fruit. And therefore, we could very well understand the Bir Halacha, that even if, according to the opinion, that one makes the Brach of Shehecheyanu on Re'iyah, says the Bir Halacha, that even if you see this new fruit on the tree on Shabbos, and you can't obviously take that fruit off the tree on Shabbos, you could still make the bracha of Shehecheyanu. And the reason is very understandable. Because if, unlike, and the Mishnah Berurah himself says, it's unlike that the halacha, if Bona Bayis Chadosh, if somebody built a new home, that if you didn't put on a mezuzah, you shouldn't make a Shehecheyanu, because you can't live in the home. Because let's understand. What is the Bir Halacha saying? The Bir Halacha is saying exactly what we just said. When it comes to one moving into a new home and making a bracha of a Shehecheyanu, there it's clear that the reason for that bracha is completely related to the simcha. Since it's completely related to the simcha is only when you can live in the home. You can't really say that you're having simcha if you're not even able to live in the home. Whereas, if we're making, and therefore, until you put on the mezuzah in the home, where you could actually live in the home, you can't make a Shehecheyanu. However, when it comes to the bracha of Shehecheyanu for Riyah, Riyah has nothing to do with simcha, as we're learning. Riyah is connected to the fact that this new fruit emerged in the world, and you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the renewal of the world. If that's the case, the fact that I can't eat the fruit, the fact that I can't even get close to the fruit because it's Shabbos, and on Shabbos I can't make I can't obviously take a new fruit off the tree, it doesn't make a difference. I'm not making the bracha. I'm only making the bracha because HaKadosh Baruch Hu renewed the world. And renewal the world, that we can recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos as much as we can during the week. And if we continue learning this Ramah, if we continue learning the Sifah Shulchan Aruch, learning the Ramah, we see very much that that's what the Ramah is trying to teach us. Because the Ramah continues, Omi Shabarak Mishas Re'iyah, Lahefsin. The Ramah says, very much in line with what we're quoting the Torah, very much quote in line with what we learned in our Gemara, that since the obligation of making a Baruch of Shehecheyanu clearly could be connected just to the renewal of the world, since it could be connected to the renewal of the world, we could make the bracha even b'shas riyah. And then, continues the remark, v'ein l'varech atche nigma tashlam gilul pri. However, one should not make the bracha until the fruit is ripe. And all the Mefarshim have a very difficult time understanding this Ramah. Because if we continue learning the Shulchan Aruch, we see in Sif Zayin here in Simon Reish Chav Hei that the Shulchan Aruch says, You don't make shechiyonu on a unripe fruit, on grapes that are not ripe. Elok shilu eshkoilos hanovim, unless they're completely ripe. The came called pre achagomroy. You can only make the bracha on a fruit when it's ripe. So all the mafarshim ask, why does the Ramah paskin that you? Why does Ramah say this here? First of all, if the Ramah wanted to make a comment on making a bracha of shechiyonu when that you shouldn't make it until the fruit is ripe, so first of all, it's really an explicit din here at Sif Zion. And even if we're going to be able to figure out that Ramah is adding something more than what the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Zion, so the Ramah should have made his comments in Sif Zion. Why does the Ramah make a comment over here? So the Mefarshim explain, and this is exactly what we've been learning, because there are two types of Bracha Shechiyonu. There's a Shechiyonu, which is the Achila Shechiyonu, which the way we're explaining, the Achila Shechiyonu actually means a Shechiyonu that's made for the Simcha. That's the Shechiyonu that's referred to in Sif Zion. But then there's another type of Shechiyonu. There's the Re'iyah Shechiyonu, which is referred to in this Sif. And the Ramah wants to show us that these two types of Shechiyonu are so very different. So how does the Ramah make that point? The way the Ramah makes that point is by saying that I'm going to completely separate these two halachas, and I'm going to speak about a Re'iyah Shechiyonu and all of the details of a Re'iyah Shechiyonu. And the Ramah is actually teaching us a Gevaldige Chiddush. Because here the Ramah is teaching us that we make a Shechiyonu on the Re'iyah, and we would think that which only represents of the renewal of the world. And if it represents the renewal of the world, one could perhaps argue that then even if the fruit isn't completely ripened, we should be able to make the Shechiyonu. Therefore teaches us the Ramah that no, we can make even the Re'iyah Shechiyonu, which we're making for the renewal. It's inappropriate to make that Shechiyonu until the fruit is nigmar, until the fruit is completely ripe. Then you can really appreciate the renewal that the Shechiyonu represents. Then, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah tells us, speaks about the other type of Shechiyonu, the Shechiyonu that's made for the Simcha, the Shechiyonu that we call the Achila Shechiyonu. That's a different type of Shechiyonu altogether. And then we can make, and that is referred to in Sif Zion. And then the Ramah goes on with another very important halacha. The Ramah says, V'loy birech b'riyah rishayna, if somebody did not make the Shechiyonu when he saw the new fruit the first time, yachol varch b'riyah rishniyah. There's a very, very big discussion in the Paiskim. There's a very big discussion in the Paiskim. Is what's the halacha if you didn't make a bracha on the first achila? Could you make a Shechiyonu on the second achila? And we look in the Mishnah Brura. Here, the Mishnah Brura paskins. V'loibirik v'shas achila rishayna. If somebody did not make a Shechiyonu the first time he ate a fruit, shuv lo yivarach al achila shniya. You can't make a Shechiyonu the next time you eat. V'koshke shlo yivarach al ois achila atzma. If you ate and then you remember you didn't make a Shechiyonu and you now want to make a Shechiyonu, says the Mishnah Brura, it's too late. If you didn't make it when you ate, you can't make it after you eat. But the Mishnah Brura doesn't comment. What about Re'iyah? It seems that the Mishnah Brura is teaching us, as the Ramah is saying, that when it comes to Re'iyah, of course the proper time to make the Shechiyonu is the first time you see it. But if you didn't see it, if you didn't make a bracha the first time, you can make it the second time. On the other hand, achila, if you miss the first time, you can't make it up. Why is achila and Re'iyah different? But now it's very understandable. Achila, the bracha of Shechiyonu for achila is because of a simcha. So the first time you eat this fruit that you haven't eaten all year, you make a bracha Shechiyonu, you have a tremendous simcha. That simcha cannot be recreated if you missed it the first time. You just don't have that simcha. It's not a new fruit. It's not that level of enjoyment. So if you missed making the bracha on achila the first time, you can't make the bracha the second time. Riyah, however, is very different. Riyah, you make the bracha of shechiyanu because you're saying a shevach v'haydah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we renew the world. That shevach v'haydah is not for your emotion. That shevach v'haydah is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did in the world. If that's a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what he did in the world, of course it would be better to Riyah Rishayna the first time you see the new fruit. But if it's not the first time, it's the second time. And actually, this question of why one is making Shechiyanu, I saw a very interesting shaila that the Har Tzvi poses. The Har Tzvi asks the question, what is the halacha if somebody already made a Shechiyanu on a new fruit, can he be might see someone else on the bracha Shechiyanu that did not yet make that bracha? And it seems that the question is very much related to what we're discussing. Why are you making the bracha of Shechiyanu? If you're making the bracha of Shechiyanu because of the Riyah, if you're making the bracha of Shechiyanu because you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for renewing the world, then even if you made the bracha, you could remind to somebody else who has that obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for renewing the world. But if you're making the bracha of Shechiyanu, the achila Shechiyanu, that you feel a simcha, that you're eating a new fruit that you haven't eaten in a long time, so that emotion that I feel simcha, I can't make for someone else. And therefore, if I'm not obligated in the bracha Shechiyanu, and I'm making a bracha Shechiyanu because I'm eating it the first time, I should make the bracha on behalf of someone else.